want to also welcome everybody out. And I don't like being up here, but I did tell John I would. So I really liked what it said on the bulletin. It said, God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, a reward for your faithfulness. Don't give up. And that's a little bit what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about commitments that we've made. And I guess also along with that, I want to talk about the importance of prayer. I think it was about two summers ago at the church camp out, Jeremy talked about the man under the stage. I think it was for D.L. Moody. I don't remember who the man under the stage was, but it was a guy who would pray under the stage, and nobody saw him, nobody knew he was there, but he was praying, and God worked. Dwight talked, and this man prayed. And I remember, I just remember thinking about it when Jeremy said that I asked God, I was like, I want to be that. I don't want to be the guy out front. I don't want to be the guy up on top of the stage, but I just want to be under the stage. And I guess God gave me, he gave me people to pray for, things to do, and anyway, that was two summers ago. This spring, back in, over the time of the revival meetings, it was probably sometime in midweek of the revival meetings, and I was tired and kind of grumpy all week, I think, and I didn't really want to be there, and I didn't really, it just felt like I was being pressured that week. I think it was probably just the devil. I think there was a spiritual battle going on, and I know there was a lot of people that were praying over the revival meetings. You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm sure that probably most of you were, and I think they asked us for people who would commit to praying each day of the week, and I know there were people that raised their hands. I think I did too. Anyway, I got home the one night after revival meetings. I think it was on a middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was really tired. It was late. I had to get up early the next morning, and I didn't want to even go outside and feed my dog, but I figured I probably should, so I did. And then while I was out there, it was dark and it was cold, cloudy, and I was just getting ready to go back inside, and I felt like God was saying, just wait out here for a little bit and just pray. And I didn't want to. And I tried really hard to talk myself into just going back inside, but I couldn't, and so I stayed out there, and it was cold. But I was really grouchy about it, and I didn't want to be out there. But anyway, so I started praying. And then as I was sitting out there, I started thinking about, I think it was, I don't know who talked about it, but a week or two before that, someone had talked about Moses and how he held up his hands over the battle, and Joshua, I think it was Joshua and maybe it was Aaron. Anyway, two guys that held his hands up. And it just kind of felt like I was saying, hey, just hold your hands up and pray. And it felt weird, but I did. And as I was out there, I noticed that the moon had been covered behind the clouds. And all of a sudden, it started coming out. And at first, all you could see was just a little bit of the moon. And then pretty soon, there was a circle around it. And pretty soon, the clouds just started spreading. And so I just stayed out there, and I prayed for, I don't know, about a half hour. And over the period of that time, all the clouds left. And they disappeared. And you'd think that that would have really made me feel good, that that was pretty awesome, but it didn't. I was still really grumpy that I had to be out there. And I finally was just like, okay, all the clouds are gone. God, I just pray that you took all the evil away, and I'm going to bed now. And so I went inside and didn't really think anything too much more about it, but it still, just the rest of the week, I felt like there was, just like a spiritual battle, I guess, going on. And it wasn't until Saturday night after church when all of a sudden Raymond asked for commitments, and there were so many people that came up and made commitments. And all of a sudden I just felt like God was just showing me, he's like, you prayed, I asked you to come out and pray. You didn't even want to be there, but this is what I did. This is what I can do. This is what prayer can do. And so I guess it just made me think back of my commitment to pray, to be person under the stage. And I know that probably each one of you was there praying too. And yeah, a lot of people made commitments that night. I guess I just want to encourage you, whatever commitments you made, keep them. I really like that last song that we said. I know, I can't even think of how it goes. It said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day. So even when there's times, like for me, when I didn't even want to be there, but God made me keep my commitment, and he made me stay there. And he'll do that with each of us if we let him. I just have one verse or one passage that I want to read in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I believe it's 17. First of all, Jeremiah 14, verse 22. I was thinking about Elijah, how it talked about Elijah in James, how it said that Elijah was a man just like us, and yet he prayed, and God stopped the rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and God made it rain. And Jeremiah 14, 21 says, "For the sake of your name, do not despise us." Yep. I'm going to read this in the NIV. "For the sake of your name, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us and do not break it. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, O Lord our God. Therefore our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this." And I think of that with Elijah and with me. It's like God says that Elijah was just like us, and Elijah prayed, and God stopped the rain. It wasn't the skies that sent down the shower, it was God, and it wasn't the skies that withheld it, but it was God, and it was Elijah praying through it. Also, I will read in Jeremiah 17, verse 5 through verse 8. This is what the Lord says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water, that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit." So I just want to leave that with you. Whatever commitments you've made, if your confidence is in God, you will be like that tree. That's all I have. Let's bow for